que elas, correct? It's better in English. Better in English. Yeah. In Kehelas, Shlema Amelech asks the question, which he proceeds to answer, but now I just mean to present the question. Ma yiskun le'odom b'chol amolei asher yambul tachas ha-shemesh. What is gained for a person, for Odom, with all the omel that he will endeavor in things that are tachas ha-shemesh? And he proceeds to answer things that are over the shemesh. But the question is based on that Odom has to be a omel. And therefore, it's a very basic question. Ma yiskun l'odom b'chol amolei? What will Odom gain from all the omel that he will invest tachas ha-shemesh, sheyamul tachas ha-shemesh? Ma yiskun l'odom b'chol amolei? So it pays for us to understand why is Odom and Omel identified one with the other. That we ask Mayiskel Odom about the kind of Omel he will make. So the question was put in terms of Mayiskel Odom b'chol amolei. So if we learn it well, it identifies Omel with Odom. Why is Odom called Odom? So we know, because he's from the Adama. Without he's from the Adama, so he's called Odom. Good. Why, of all the things that have a connection with the Oretz, that come from the Oretz, is Odom called Odom? After all the Baal Chai, v'toitzia ha'oretz nefesh chaya, the Pasuk says, the Oretz should bring forth the nefesh chaya, they all come from the Oretz. Why is it that Odom is identified? All the Baal Chai have the names in their own terms, she'er, chamor, se'er. They're not identified with where they came from. Odom is called Adama, Odom. One would think that the Baal Chai are more megushimdik, more chumriyizdik than the Odom. Why is Odom called Hashem or Adama? Would help us to recognize, we'll use the parasha of Krishna to realize. The second parasha of Krishna it says, Hishomulokam Pedivtilavavkam Vesaltim, Vavadatam Lahim Achayim, Shtakavisimlehem, Vachoraf Hashembukam, Votsar Shamayim, Feliyel Moto, Vahadomo. The Adama will not give its produce. So there are other places in the parsha where the Oretz is referred to as the Oretz. We'll see later. Over here, it says Adama Lishitenes Yivulo. So we see. The pasuk before it said, and here in this part it says, "Va'adomer lishitenes yivulo." So we see that the chelik ha'oretz, the koyach ba'oretz, to give produce, to give forth fruit, is identified with the shem adomer. That's what the adomer is. The oretz is an inclusive name for the entirety of the oretz. There are many things of dalits. There are sloyim that don't give produce. There are rivets. There are everything is part of the olets. Everything is the olets. But the koyach to give produce, that's the adama. So if he's going to say, leisiten es yivul, it's for adama leisiten es yivul. You know, the truth is, as on the Baal Chai, it says, toitzi yo'oretz nefesh chayu. This, that there was a oretz, the Ribbishter was goyzer, that the oretz to bring forth a nefesh chayu, who also is a shlemus, a fulfillment, and a further step in the makeup of the oretz, toitzi yo'oretz nefesh chayu. When it comes to B'riyas Ha'odom, we know that the Pasuk tells us, v'yikach ofel min ha'adomo, v'yipach ba'apav nishpes chayim. Good. The Adam was created a unity of two chalokim. But the chalik militmata is ofel min ha'adomo. What did that tell us? That the offer we saw is the place within which there is the koyach, the power, the potential, I should say, the potential for growth. If one is to examine in the Bria, where in the natural makeup of the Bria lies the potential for growth. That's the Adama that gives you Vula. The general word Oretz doesn't really say that. It contains many parts. But the Adama, that's particularly the Koyach within which is housed the potential for growth. Toitzia Oretz indicates that this Nivra too should have its place in the Oretz, the general Oretz. Toitzia Oretz Nefesh Chaya. But the Odom is he took Ofel min Adomo. And what do you do in the Adomo? You plant. Because it carries within it the power and the potential for growth, that's why you plant in the Adama, so that Pele should come out. V'yikach ofer min Adama took from the chelik, the matter, that which in the chelik, the matter has the koyach of the potential for growth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu planted in it. Only the zera, which is the planting for Adam, is vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. He planted in the Adama, the ofel min Adama, which was particularly designated for this, that the Adam should come to be. The Adam should be created. In that Ofer Min Adama, he planted Nishmas Chayim. And there's a big difference, therefore. Shel ben yoyma yizkor yishoyo. Shel v'chas v'eish ki yivolet. As soon as he's born, he's a shoyo. A Adam is not a Adam yet with the moment of his birth. He has to grow, he has to develop, he has to become, he has to bring him, he has to come to the state in which we'll call him Adam. But that's indicative of the whole nature of Adam. Adam is a potential. He's got to grow. He's got to give payers. He has to create maisim toivim in this world, which don't exist naturally.
We're wearing tefillin. There's no natural reason to wear tefillin. There's a neshamadic reason to wear tefillin. And our body is a place for tefillin, because the neshama that's within us gives forth the pesach of this ma'isim tovim, that akdusha, that a rotzen Hashem, that a medabit the person nakadosh baruch hu. The more ma'isim tovim, the more akdusha, the more the person is niskadosh, the more he's dovuk. That didn't exist before he created it. Imbul tzadiki toiv, ki pri maleim yechayil. A odem has peiros. A odem has peiros. You don't say about a show, he has peiros. Yeah, he has more shvorim. But he doesn't have peiros in that he's mechadish and metzias in the world. Odom is. I'm Omel. You know what Omel is? What could be a bigger Omel then? If there's a treasure house of potential that has to be brought to reality. Think conceptually, that's the greatest humble that could be, to mine potential, to mine it, because potential is hidden in a different sphere. It's potential. It's hidden in a different sphere. To mine potential and bring out of it the treasure of what could be, of what you can bring to reality. Do you realize the omel involved in that? The truth of the matter is, you know, in the natural world, the biggest omel is a farmer. You think a farmer does nothing. A farmer is the greatest amelis is a farmer. To get up in the morning, to make chisha in zriya, in demels nechisha, all the malachas. I say them so fast, they don't go so fast. You got to do it every day, again and again. And watch, it should grow, it should grow, it should grow, it should grow. It isn't though you put the piece together, put a nail in, you have a chair. You can't do that. You can't do that if you're a farmer. You got to work, 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 and work some more. Because you have to bring about that the hidden treasure of potential should achieve reality of Pratus. That's our melis. Adam la omel yulod! As I say in the Pasuk, Adam was brought in the world for our melis, to work. To work the work of appreciating the potential and making of it reality. Adam l'omel yulad. He's got to grow. It has to give peiros. He has to give forth peiros. It says that the Eibishter put Adam in Gan Eden of the Ulishomro to work it, to watch it. So Chazal say, La'ovda is Ramach Mitzvah Sessus. Ulishomro is Shesha Loisus. So you know, if you hear well, you hear that the La'ovda Ulishomro is that the Adam should build himself. La'ovda, the Ramach Mitzvah Sessus. L'shomro, the Shasa Loisus. That's Gan Eden. It's such a place where it's clear that the work over there is bringing out the Adam, building the Adam, building the Adam. You know, in a sense, if you hear what we're saying, you appreciate it, you'll understand there's no being in the world that's missing so much as the Adam is. Because every being is what it is. What's it missing? Behema means bo ma. There's something to it. That's it. Finish. Goodbye. So what's missing? Adam. His whole reality is that he's missing. I think that's a treasure to be mined and isn't mined. And the mining is not just you'll get something, but the mining is you'll get yourself. The Adam will be realized. And so long as it's not realized, it's not realized. Is there anything more missing than that? The Adam is the biggest chassad there is. You know why? Because he has the biggest potential that could be. And for that he was created. Because he has the biggest potential, he's the biggest chassad. Because there's more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's still more, and that's his job. How does it say there in the second parasha of Krishna? Leman, Yubu Yemechim, after the Sof of the second parasha, Leman, Yubu Yemechim, Vibevenechim, Al Ha'adoma, Ashanishba Hashem, Lavisechim, Seislehem, Seislehem. But the Adam, in this unity of the Shemayim and the Oretz, the Adam has a special place. And that special place was reserved for him, for us. The Indian Adam should be in the sky with us was reserved by the Ovis HaGadoshim. The man, you be Yemechim v'bevenechim al ha'adom ha'ashan nishba Hashem la'viseichem l'seislehem. The Adam, the avoida of the Adam, which makes the Ovis so attractive to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Father, he But what's so attractive about the Oretz that the Shemayim needs of the Oretz? The Adama Shadish Bashem Lavisechel Seislehem. The Avodas HaOdom. The Avodas HaOdom makes the Oretz such an attractive place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Man Yub Yemechem V'mei V'neichem Al Adoma Asher Nishba Hashem L'Aviseichem L'Seislehem K'mei HaShamayim Al Ha'oretz. That is the Nekuda Merkozis in the Shemayim and Oretz. The Avoida that on the Adoma Asher Nishba Hashem L'Aviseichem. Nothing in this Bria is so missing. I'm going back to what we said before. As is the Adam. So, thank you. you something which says, at this pasuk, you know, the pasuk is not saying in the regular manner, they came from this place, they came to that place. That's the next pasuk. Yusuf mufid of avoh bit basinai. V'yachdu. But the first pasuk is different than all over, because coming here was different than all over. This was a thing that they were looking forward to. They were told by Moshe Rabbeinu, who was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tavdun as Elei Kim ala Hor Hazeh. They'll take us out of Mitzrayim and we'll come ala Hor Hazeh. That was in Sinai that he told to Moshe Rabbeinu. Come to ala Hor Hazeh and Tavdun as Elei Kim ala Hor Hazeh. So the pasuk starts, B'chodesh HaShlishi, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael M'yarat Yisrayim, B'yoyim Hazeh. It was a day of special significance, a day that was longed for. They counted Sphira until they got there. B'chodesh HaShlishi, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael M'yarat Yisrayim, B'yoyim Hazeh. Bow. Midbar Sinai. Don't say Bow Sinai. Har Sinai, Bo Midbar Sinai. State, why does it say Midbar? Because a sada that isn't producing peres is a Midbar. And they came Midbar Sinai. They came with the full sense of the need, which they still hadn't acquired. The Torah, which is the planting of the neshama in Klal Yisrael, to be oisei peres. And until they had that, they sensed Midbar, Bo Midbar Sinai. They were zeicha, they were recovered the Torah, because they came to Midbar Sinai. Balechaim don't live in the Midbar, they live in the world. He lived in the Midbar because they didn't have their world. Because the Ebershtei gave them this, that they should sense that they don't have their world, because they need the Torah. Because we need the Koyach to be Oseh Peres. We need Tasiyas HaPeres. Odom le'odol le'omul yulod ashrei mi sha'amele b'toyre. Dorten liegt the peyre from the mensch, the giddel from the mensch, the smiche from the mensch, the gadlitz from the mensch. Bo midbar Sinai. The doa posik. Umoisha olo elho elohim. It's a peculiar posik. We're used to it, so we say it. But it's a peculiar pasuk. No one told them to go up. They came there. U'moisha Ola el ha'elihim. Was the gegang? Was the galof? Was the getan? Who gave him permission to go? How could he go? Steht na Ramban. Moshe Olo El Ha'elikim Miyoyim Boyom El Har Sinai Kisa Ha'onan Esaho V'Shom Kved Hashem. The Har, he's first identifying where's the El Ha'elikim. He says because from the time they came El Har Sinai, Kisa Ha'onan Esaho V'Shom Kved Hashem. Yizeh Shekosuv Vayishkin Kved Hashem al Harsina v'yachaseh ho'ane sheishes yomim, koidim matan teire. Ulefichach Omer, the onan was there, Ulefichach Omer, u'moyshe ola el elikim, ki ola al k'tzei ha'hor lezdam el lefonov. Itaka could go up, he wasn't called up, but he did go up. He went to the edge of the har as much as he can. For what? His damen loy, his damen lefonov. I'm here. To say I'm here. To say I'm here. To say I'm here. He wasn't told, but he was drawn. I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I need to be here. I need for you to call me. I need you to call me for Klal Yisrael. I need to be here. Moshe Ola Elohim Zav Teramban. Lafichach Omer Moshe Ola Elohim. Ki Ola El Ktzei Ho. He couldn't go up, but he came at least to the edge. Lizdamed Lefonov. I'm here. Leboel Arof Al Shom Nekiv Yikai Lev Hashem Moshe Ho. Maybe the Ebers have called him. He's done in the front of. That's it. The Sherish Fa. The Yiddish. Sherish Fa B'nai Torah. To feel the need. He's done in the front of. I'm here. To look forward. Don't lick the image, the Koyach, for the Aliyah from the Ben Torah. To feel the need, to seek to grow, to want to accomplish. It's hard. It's omol. It's bringing out what's hidden in the potential into the awareness of reality, into the gilui of reality. It's very hard. But the truth of the matter is, if you stop to think, that's Gan Eden. For you to be, for us to be, for us to be what we're supposed to be, to grow, to be. Mitzvahs and meisim, toivim, k'toirim, k'dusha, mitzvahs and meisim, toivim, dveikas b'ashem yizborach, toirim, k'dusha, de'etzim dveikas b'ashem yizborach. But that's the Rodom, that's the Klal Yisrael, that's Yisrael k'doshim. That's, for that we're all chosah. Full of appetite, we're full of desire, we're full of the need. No. The Eibishter himself and we should taka be filled with the need, with the sense of the need, with the appetite, with the bakosha, with the amida lizdame lefonov. Elmer, Bezar Hashem zoicha zayn. Vayikra elev alikim. Zayn mit atzlocha.